I'm Becky Thompson.
And this is Money Minute. On today's episode, we'll go over some frequently asked questions regarding our recent upgrade.
I'm joined by Emily Larson, who is a member service representative in our Escanaba office. Thank you for being here, Emily.
Hi.
And we are just going to go over a couple things today about new features and things that you should know that happened in our upgrade that we want members to know. Some frequently asked questions, along with some things you probably didn't know. So first and foremost, I want to take a second and thank all of our members for being patient during the upgrade week. It was a very long week for members and staff alike, and I just want to say thank you. We had a few hurdles to overcome, and we just really appreciate everyone's patience, and we look forward to all the possibilities with this new upgrade. Let's go over a few questions. How do members sign into online banking?
So you would go to our website at glffcu.com and hit the green online banking and bill pay button.
Yep, and that's the same button as it was before, but it's going to take you to our new online banking, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And then you would log in with your account number, and then your password would be the last four of the primary account holder's social security number and birth year. So it's only an 8-digit passcode. There's no spaces or slashes.
And that's only for the first time logging in. So if a member hasn't logged in before, it's going to default to that. And then it's going to prompt you to change the username.
Yes.
And the password.
And it's also going to have you set up 3 security questions.
Right. So we like to tell people to take a mental note of those because it does ask you the security questions
when you're using
online banking or the app. So, all right, let's see. And what if you weren't previously signed up for online banking, but you'd like to give it a try? How would a member start that?
Same way.
Same exact way. Okay.
Yep. Account
so
number.
No extra paperwork to fill out?
No, nice and easy.
Perfect. Okay. And then, of course, we also have a new app, too. So how would you log into that?
So you would search on the Apple Store or in the Play Store, specifically Great Lakes First Federal CU. Otherwise, nothing will come up and you will get the wrong app.
Right. So we want people to make sure they're getting the correct app. They can delete the old one, and you have to type in the name of the app to a T. Yep. We're not sure why, but it won't come up any other way. So we're having some issues with that, but it's an easy fix if you just ask any member of our staff and been trying to promote it on social media and on our website. That so it makes it a little easier to find if you type it in directly. And then they're going to do the same thing with their account number, last four
and
of the social security number, and then birth year. Let's go over SpeedyLine now. Emily, can you describe just a little overview on what SpeedyLine is?
So SpeedyLine is a number that you can call to find out the balance in your account. But as of right now, you have to contact the credit union to set that up.
Yep, so you have to, even if you were enrolled before, you still have to initially call so we can get you enrolled for the feature on the new system. And how do people use it?
So they call the number, and then you'd enter in your account number, and then after that, it'll prompt you to enter in the PIN that you created.
Okay, and I'm just gonna grab the number here for people. I know it's changed from our old SpeedyLine, or it's also called Audio Response Teller. So the number for that is 1-833-440-4240. But like Emily said, you do first have to call the credit union to enable that feature. But we have a lot of members that are tried and true SpeedyLine users, and it works for them. So that's another way to keep track of your account. Okay, and then we also had a lot of member questions about accessing their e-statements. So can you go over that with me, Emily?
So if you're on the website, you would go to the member service tab, and it will give you the option to view your e-statements if they're available.
Do you have to first sign into online banking for that?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And then on the app, it's the more to the right, and then you hit e-statements, and if they're available, they will show up there.
Okay. And then we just want to remind members that they're not going to have anything available in there as of now because we just started with this system. So it's not going to be until next month.
Correct.
And then even members that get paper statements, I wanted to let them know that we switched data processors as well. So your statement's going to look a little bit different. It'll just take some getting used to.
Yes.
Okay. Anything you'd like to add, Emily? Any other questions you're getting out there on the front lines?
No, we mainly covered it all.
Also, we've had a call center, right, taking our calls for the past week and yes. for this week, but that's going to end. So calls are going to come directly to us here in Escanaba starting this Saturday. I'm going to grab the date. That is the 14th. So if you call Great Lakes, you'll get your regular Great Lakes girls answering the phone. We just had a call center helping us out so we could all learn the system. All right, so we just want to once again say thank you for your patience, and we are always here for questions. Thanks, Emily.
Of course.
Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time on Money Minute.